Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis, and from the Pastania Studio, it's Take Two, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Take Dude, two. I
got the weirdest deja vu. It's so weird.
Takes two, baby.
That's right. All right. So today, we are talking about the Maya Selva, Florida Selva, 2023, number 15. Or you could say the number 15, 2022-3 version. This kind of came from a two-pack they sent out. So they have some really old stock of these that are, I think, rolled from 2015. And then these are the newer rolled versions. So they kind of wanted people to do a comparison. So this is the first one. We'll also do the original old stock and kind of have a bit of a fun kind of comparing the two.
Hell but yeah.
For this one, it's a Bellicoso, kind of short Bellicoso, 5.5 by 54. Comes out of the Tobacco Store Orient factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Honduran Connecticut. The binder is Honduran Hamastron. And the filler is all from Honduras as well. Blended by Maya Selva. Price point is $19.75. And the cigar is released in September of 2023. So with all that out of the way, Seth, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Listen, nice looking Bellicoso. We have a photo. Did we put it up? Did I miss it?
Yeah, I had the photo up.
Oh yeah, you did. I saw it. I was looking at it just now. Oh, I'm an idiot.
It's a nice looking Bellicoso.
It is. Firm cigar. Aromas of cedar, cream, hay, soft tobacco, sweet earth. First third opens up. I was getting this saltine cracker, a little cedar hay, some light grass, some white pepper, tobacco and earth. It's been forever since I smoked the original Maya Selva, and I know we have the notes on it. So like I smoked this one first, but I was like, you know, kind of smokes like a European light Connecticut. Second, third kind of delivered that same quality. It was getting like saltines, pepper, earth, cream, cedar, hay, still medium strength and body. And the final third is kind of, actually it's not kind of, it's just right there. Burn and draw were very good. Smoked nice. John?
Yeah, I like this one. Started out with sweet bread in the first few puffs, which is always, you know, for me, a good way to start. Mildly spicy wood on the finish, cinnamon on the retrohale, and then that cinnamon kind of also joined the finish. So, you know, that's a really nice way to start a first third. Very restrained, a little more intense on the second third. I actually found baking spices in the second third went up to medium. But still that bread and wood note there, you know, overall, I'd say, you know, even though I don't have a lot of notes sort of describing any sort of level of detail, it's just kind of one of those cigars where you're like, yeah, no, this is good. Like it's just coming together in a way that's enjoyable and elevates it. And I want to return to this. Last third, I think kind of took a bit of a step down for me. Creamy sweet wood, dry wood on the post draw, hay in the center. And then sweet wood kind of led off by the halfway point with dry wood and hay and tannins underneath. So, you know, you could say that's sort of a very classic Connecticut profile, and it is, but also a classic Connecticut profile has been done a thousand times. So that last third just didn't stand out for me, unfortunately. As Seth already alluded to, I had perfect draw, perfect burn. So yes, yeah, this is a nice experience. This is a nice cigar to review. I don't remember when I reviewed it, but it was a bright light in a dark tunnel.
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with cedar and a burning paper note. Got some light earth that joined in pretty quickly and some chalkiness a bit later. Second third saw some black pepper join, and the burning paper and chalkiness were very light. And then the final third saw the burning paper and the chalkiness depart, and a light vegetal note joined in. A fair amount of touch-ups required for me to keep the wrapper burning on this one. There was actually four, so that was kind of an interesting time, which is not something I usually have to do. I thought this had an average flavor profile throughout. Smoke production was pretty low for me. It required to take a few puffs at a time to get a good volume. But overall, there was nothing really that was exciting going on, and kind of babysitting the burn was a bit disappointing for me. So not a cigar I'd really see myself coming back to. I really like this size of a cigar, but it just didn't work out for me. So I was hoping more of an experience that John had, I guess, but it just wasn't to be. So getting into the scores, we're going to start at the top with John at 6.82. Seth gave it a 6.2. I gave it a 5.2. So, John, how'd that 6.82 match up for you?
Yeah, it matches up well. You know, we don't score in the format, but Like you guys said, the format is really nice. It's a really nice format. And so the fact that it managed to deliver flavor profile, yeah, this was a banger. I definitely smoked these. What was the price point of this?
$19.75.
All right. I wouldn't smoke it every day, but it's a pretty good cigar. Yeah.
All right. So 6.2.
Yeah. I mean, it's nowadays, it's not something that probably would speak to me. I think, you know, years back it would. I remember liking, you know, I enjoyed this blend. I do remember liking the number 15 more when it was first released. You know, I know that we have an age 15, so it's not going to smoke like what it was. But I think that there's still a quality to it. I imagine these are still regular production.
Yeah.
So it's pretty consistent given the years, especially with, you know, how the industry is and so forth. It's been a while since I smoked a Maya Selva. It's still, you know, I don't enjoy it as much as I used to, but I still don't think it's going to reach the American market.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My 5.2 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout. Burn just really took a shot down with those four touch-ups. It just didn't want to, the whole wrapper just didn't want to burn with the cigar. So it was just kind of a bummer for me. But yeah, I mean, even without the burn issues, I still wouldn't have even made it to the six mark. So it just wasn't a cigar that really spoke to me. So unfortunate, but. Any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
I like the idea of doing a sort of redex where you're smoking a cigar, the current release versus, you know, quote unquote aged. As Seth kind of mentioned, the only crappy thing is that you can't smoke a cigar in time. Like you can't smoke it as if it was 2012. I wish you could, cause that'd be a fun experience, but you know, some cigars age really well and some cigars don't age really well. And I feel like because it's a bit of a lighter profile, I don't think it's a cigar that's going to age particularly well. But I guess we'll find out when we do the Redux.
Yep, exactly. All right, wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Number 15.